Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Scott Mercedes-Note is here, and the extremely gorgeous, the wonderful dear Jenny Morris, who's just, we've had so many adventures together. Mm. We were just telling Skulk one of them now, of you and me in Morocco, Jen, and how much trouble I got, almost got you into, how adventurous we were, how many pairs of underpants I ended up going through.
Oh, you better quantify that.
Jenny gave me some exotic tea after I did some negotiating. But here's the most amazing thing, Skulk. When you travel, like, with somebody who's known, really well known in the culinary world, and you travel with them to see their experiences of a country, and I know that Jenny organizes these very special trips to different parts of the world, to Italy, to Morocco, to Dubai, where she's just got back from. And if you go with her, it's such an eye-opener. You walk through old parts of Morocco that, I mean, really off the tourist path in the middle of nowhere, right? Mm. And there's like a little, as you mentioned, a little tent, little hut with all these spices inside. And this local sees Jenny. Ah, Jenny!
That's so true.
And they come running over, right, like a superstar has just arrived, and hug and kiss. And I'm like, where did this person and the 15 camels come from?
But you wouldn't, no one would believe that story. It's happened on the Great Wall of China as
yeah.
well.
Wow. Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it unless you were there. Mm. You know, it takes very
But Scott, not just there. Jeez,
I get excited if someone recognizes me in the Wimpy. Imagine in Morocco. Jeez, that's when you're really famous.
I promise you, the Morocco love Jenny, and if you ever get the opportunity to go and do any trip to experience the culinary delights of anywhere in the world, you're the best person to go with. And I thoroughly, that was a life experience, even though I almost got us killed. And then Jenny gave me this exotic tea, and then I really had the runs for a long time. Now, Skull's got a new show. It starts on the 3rd, Christmas Bonanza. If you missed that conversation, the chat, we'll put the details, and it's busy as we speak going up online. Jenny's got a new fashion line that you launched a week ago in Dubai. You're shooting another new TV show. You've had a fabulous,
it's been
and you
wonderful.
Look amazing.
Thank you so much. And guess what? I'm writing a new cookbook. It's just been approved.
Yes, come on.
I'm very excited. Book number 7. So I'm a happy girl. There's so many wonderful things in my life, but some not to be spoken about.
and I'm so happy for you, because you know that your life and how I know you is by pouring out love into food, right?
Yes.
And pouring out love into others. You're such a caring and genuinely loving human being. And so you deserve love and you deserve happiness.
Well, thank you for that, my sweetheart.
And besides all these things, you also juggle the show Year on Smile. I mean, I'm like, how is she able to do all of this and more? That's so fabulous.
Do you know what? It's what you love. Hey, am I right, Skulk? It's when you're passionate about something.
No, you're very right, Jenny. You're so right.
Do you know the two of you? The two of you would make for a...
And I am passionate about mince pies.
Skulk, have you... I mean, you can cook, right?
No.
Well, that's great.
I can't even braai.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen... You've got to get Skulk on one of the shows.
Look at me. Would you like to romance the stove with me, young man?
Yes, please, Jenny. Jeez, I'm recently divorced. Don't tempt me with a good time.
Listen, a girl likes a good plate of food. Especially as they come up to my apartment to look at my etchings. And say, let me make you a frittata, darling.
Follow us on Instagram @Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.